Now, don't you annoy me. Don't you annoy me. Don't you raise my belly anger, or you'll regret it if you do. Now, I'm a chap that's very quiet and unassuming. Find a better temperament you never could. But when I'm roused, I'm like a roaring lion. I can't help it. I suppose it's in the blood. For instance, at the football match last Tuesday, a man would keep on stamping on me toes. And just because I asked him to be careful, he turned round then and punched me on the nose. Well, that did it, and I lost my belly temper. I really felt like doing someone harm. Well, the crowd thought there was going to be murder. And some ladies, they beseeched me to be calm. But I couldn't. I was absolutely boiling. For the man stood there and at me simply smiled. I rushed at him and disarranged his necktie. I couldn't help it. I'm so spiteful when I'm wild. I can't help it. You know, I've got such a belly temper when I'm roused. My blood, I suppose. Now, last week I had to reprimand my cousin. I'll explain exactly how the row occurred. I've kept him and he's worn me Sunday clothes out. But for things like that, I've never said a word. Until he got too friendly with the missus. And each evening he would take her for a walk. And last night he said to me, "You go to bed, Bill. Your wife and I would like a quiet talk." Well, that did it, and I lost my belly temper. I felt so mad, me rage I couldn't check. Well, my wife, she clung to him to protect him. She made sure that I was going to wring his neck. I was really frothing at the mouth with frenzy. Such dirty tricks as those one drawing miles. I gave one spring and put my tongue out at him. I couldn't help it. I'm so spiteful when I'm wild. My temper will have it out. I can't help it. I'm so beastly annoyed when I'm put out. You know, I am really.